And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbit. The Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM, Double K Country. And Mike Harbit alongside to help us introduce our guest today from NRMC is Jennifer Eaton. And Jennifer, tell us about our guest today. First of all, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. I brought Andrea Miller with me this morning. She is a respiratory therapist and is the manager over respiratory, our sleep lab, and cardiac rehab services. So,
all right. And that was in the news here not too long ago. And you're going to tell us why, I know, later on in the program. But we will welcome back. She's a repeat offender. So welcome back, Andrea Miller. Andrea, thanks for coming back and joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
We're going to drag that microphone over there to you just a little bit closer because you are pretty soft-spoken. So, but let's do definition first of all. Tell us what exactly is sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea is a common sleep disorder in which breathing repeatedly stops and starts during your sleep. These stops can last a few seconds clear to over a minute and may happen several times throughout the night. There are three types of sleep apnea. The most common that I'm sure you've probably heard of is obstructive sleep apnea, also known as OSA. And that's when we lay down at night, we start to drift off, and the soft tissues and muscles in our throat start to relax, they get floppy, and they block your airway. Then there's a less common type of sleep apnea. It's called central sleep apnea. This happens when the brain does not send the proper signals to the muscles that control our breathing. This type of sleep apnea is more of a brain issue, unlike obstructive sleep apnea, where it's an airway tissue issue. And last is the complex sleep apnea, which is a combination of both obstructive and central sleep apneas.
So what are some of the common symptoms of sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea symptoms can include loud snoring, gasping, witness choking or pauses during breathing, during sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, some morning headaches, difficulty concentrating, irritability, mood changes, depression, waking up with a dry mouth, restless sleep, and even memory loss.
My wife would tell me I have a lot of those just to begin with.
Right.
Well, what are the risk factors that could be included?
Being overweight with a BMI of over 35. However, sleep apnea does occur in about 3% of normal weight individuals. It is more common in males. However, rates do increase in women after menopause. A large neck circumference, greater than 16 inches. A family history of sleep apnea, smoking, alcohol use, especially closer to bedtime, larger tonsils, and a smaller airway. Untreated sleep apnea is directly tied to an increased risk of heart and metabolic diseases, such as high blood pressure, AFib, heart attack, congestive heart failure, and stroke.
All right, so let's talk about specifically what you're doing at NRMC. What type of sleep studies are offered?
We offer both home and hospital-based sleep studies. A physician referral is required for both of those. In the home, you will come to the hospital, you'll check out our device, set it up that night, put it on, sleep with it during the night, and then drop it back off with us the next day. And then our hospital-based sleep studies, the rooms are set up kind of like a hotel. You have a queen-size bed, your own bathroom, a television. And that's where a sleep tech will come in, hook you all up. Takes us about 45 minutes to hook you up and then watch you sleep throughout the night. If they do detect sleep apnea, they will apply a CPAP if needed. And then if your sleep study does come back positive for sleep apnea, there are some treatment options available. CPAP, which is the most common type of therapy, it's a machine that keeps your airways open by providing air through a mask while you sleep. Basically, this pressure, this air, is splitting open your airways so your organs can get that oxygen-rich blood. There is also oral appliance therapy, which just involves putting in a removable device in your mouth while you sleep, surgery, and then lastly, that some folks may be just hearing about is upper airway stimulation from a device called an Inspire. The Inspire device is kind of like a pacemaker for your tongue. It pushes it out of the way. It is also a surgical procedure.
All right. So appreciate that, Andrea. And Jennifer, we'll go back to you because for the time being, because there was some news in regards to the NRMC sleep lab recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Just kudos to Andrea and her team, all of the therapists, the sleep techs that do these sleep studies. Our NRMC sleep lab recently passed the renewal survey for recertification through the Accreditation Commission for Healthcare. We know that having accredited sleep services available locally at NRMC allows our patients to receive timely diagnosis and treatment close to home. You know, that way they can have that sleep study either done in their home or here and get those results fairly quickly, about a week, 10 days, turnaround time. So,
And one thing we didn't talk about, either Andrea or Jennifer can talk about this, as far as if people want more information, do they just need to go directly to their doctor? Can they talk to you all directly about that? And if so, just call the hospital?
Just call the hospital, yep. You can just ask for the respiratory therapy department, or of course, they can also ask their primary care physician.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Andrea. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, you've got some things coming up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, just want to go ahead and get a save the date out there because this will be here before we know it. The Foundation's Designer Purse Bingo, we have a tentative date set for Sunday, September 27th. So we hope to have letters and information out and hopefully tickets within the next month or so. So I know that's always a famous popular event, yep. And the ladies watch for that. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you are not familiar with it, you want to pay attention because it does sell out.
It does sell out quickly, yes.
All right, look forward to hearing more about that in the coming months. So, again, we've been talking with Andrea Miller from NRMC, respiratory therapist and sleep lab manager at Nevada Regional Medical Center. I'm with Jennifer Eaton, as always. So, ladies, thanks for joining us. And Jennifer, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it for today's Friday Report. I'm Mike Harbert. Thanks for joining us on today's program. Be back 2 weeks from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country.